Oh, I say, how awfully rude to have these persons, peasants, begging around one for monies and food. Oh, this panhandling in a public place. I should be outlawed. It's turned into an absolute disgrace. This visual vulgarity. It's an obscenity to bear witness to such a vagabond's charity. I blame the government for allowing the almsgiving. It's a mere excuse for the tramps and thieves to extort the lowly living. Damn these skin rats and spikes. They're given far too much loose rein, far too many rights. Decent folk fear to walk the streets. These vagrants, they should be flung afar behind barricades or turnpikes. 50 lashes to be placed across the beggar's back. Stripe them, brand them. A mark of infamy for each and every idle mandrak. Set them into the stocks, the little bread and water. 3 days and 3 nights. Allow the townsfolk to pelt them with potatoes or rocks. Cut off an ear. I say cut off a hand. If then they steal, we'll break the scoundrels over the wheel. Anyone caught foraging for food in the bins of Iceland should feel the full force of the law, this green and pleasant land. So what shall you do when poverty comes to your door, barking and scratching with its sharp white claw? Will you try to hide, hope that he goes away? Perhaps you better leave town, hold your head in shame, change your name, come back again on a summer's day. After the embarrassment of the eviction, after you've been cast down into destitution and dereliction, there you taste your first piece of roadkill and contemplate swallowing the suicide swill. So strange how you can fall from the high life, with its sweet scent of success, down onto the street, aside the urchins with their bad manners and bad breath. After the brave battle cry of your country needs you, there, like so very many veterans, you've joined the beggar's brigade to die the lonely Witherspoon's Waterloo.